Let's review briefly the DETECT algorithm. This was a large study that looked at patients with scleroderma within 3 years of their disease onset with underlying pulmonary hypertension. So the step one of this algorithm looks at these non-echocardiographic variables, including FVC percent predicted over DLCO percent predicted, current or past telangiectasias, a serum anti-centromere antibody, a serum NT-proBNP level, a serum uric level, and any EKG changes of right axis deviation. So these criteria add up to a total risk score. And if a patient has a risk score of more than 300, then they would proceed on to getting the echocardiogram. And what's looked at in the echocardiogram includes a right atrial area and the tricuspid regurg velocity. So then this is calculated into a total risk. And if patients have more than a score of 35, they will proceed on to right heart cath. The DETECT algorithm has recommended right heart cath in about 62% of patients with scleroderma. And it only missed 4% of pulmonary hypertension patients with scleroderma.